now the story of a wealthy family who lost everything and the one son who had no choice but to keep them all together. It's Arrested Development. Michael Bluth was talking to his son about his latest test.
A minus, huh?
You proud of me?
Very proud. Minus. I'm gonna go hit the books again. Get up there.
C minus. C M I N E S.
Did you even study?
No, I didn't.
Wow. How impressive is that?
Well, the bar for the refrigerator has been lowered, huh?
Oh, grades are meaningless. Maybe's law school didn't even have them.
Back in Boston, Maybe's parents had enrolled her in a progressive school with its own system of evaluation.
All I'm saying, Lindsay, is that, you know, you might want to push her a little bit because a kid without discipline can get into some pretty tough stuff.
So you think she's going to suddenly turn to drugs because she got a C+?
Minus. And yes, I think that without boundaries, a kid can get into trouble. And yes, sometimes that could mean drugs.
Well, I think stress is what leads to trouble. You know, the kind you put on George Michael even when he gets an A?
Minus. And an A gets him ice cream. He knows that.
See, you're as bad as Dad with his ridiculous lessons.
George Sr. had used his considerable means to stage intricate scenarios to teach his children what he considered valuable life lessons.
I need help. I'll get my gear.
Typically, these scenarios would involve a man named J. Walter Weatherman, a one-time employee who lost his arm in a Bluth Company construction accident.
Why are you here? Remember,
we're out of milk. I could have got it earlier if someone would have left a note. Innocent man would still have his arm. Why?
And that's why you always leave a note.
Well, those lessons worked, didn't they? I mean, we still leave notes to this day.
Oh, that's what that was about. I thought he was trying to get us off dairy.
I need a favor.
What happened to hello? I need a favor.
I owe Hot Cups $500.
Hot Cups?
It's a stripping agency I used to work for. Cop uniform?
Right.
You know, I might have been just a little too believable.
Police! Open up!
Anyway, they're claiming that I never delivered on the gig.
I'm not an ATM.
Michael, I keep forgetting how hilarious you are.
You're making it worse.
Am I?
Tell you what, I'm going to give you the cash, but in return, I get to ask you for a favor sometime.
My gut is telling me no, but my gut is also very hungry. All right, I'll do it.
Michael then left for his mother's apartment, where she greeted him with some not so surprising news.
I need a favor.
We ought to put that on our family crest.
Oh, my.
Spare me.
The SEC is making me inventory everything I own. They want me to prove no new purchases have been made with company money.
And there haven't been, right?
Not after we doctor all these receipts.
I can't help you, Mom. I've got a job. I gotta make some money so you can buy more things and destroy the evidence.
You're right. I'll ask Lindsay.
Hey, Buster.
Hey, brother.
You headed over to your girlfriend's?
Yeah, she's down again.
Buster's girlfriend, Lucille Ostero, suffers from chronic vertigo, which she has been trying to fight without the use of medication.
And her nausea's gotten really bad, too. It's really been difficult on us. It's definitely taking its toll.
Well, you know you're free to go, pal. It's not like you made a commitment to this woman.
Well, I didn't make a commitment. I did refer to it as our nausea.
Hmm.
But you know, that's when we were going at it really hot and heavy.
Well, now it's my nausea.
Later, Lucille stopped by the model home to enlist her daughter's help, cataloging her valuables.
I can't.
Why not?
Because I'm... don't want to. Well, maybe I don't feel like being criticized around the clock.
I don't criticize you. And if you're worried about criticism, sometimes a diet is the best defense.
Oh, hey, Gandy.
Hi.
B+.
Hi, Miss. This is a D-.
Well, either way, it's above a D, right?
Another world beater.
And Lindsay realized she needed to take a firmer hand with her daughter.
I'm not signing this.
Fine, I will. Is Lindsay with an A or an E?
Okay, look, I know you got a crocodile in spelling, but this has gone too far. I hate to say it, but Michael might be right.
You need to learn a little discipline.
Nope, I don't know if you're right.
No. I'm telling you. You are now punished. I punish thee.
Are you serious? What could you possibly come up with that would punish me?
Oh, I have to come up with another thing?
Oh, Lindsay, before I go, I just have one word for you. Sleeves.
You're going to spend the day working for your grandmother.
No, that's not the answer, because you stupid jerk. Why not? Dumb, George Michael, dumb.
Whoa, calm down, you two. It's just a math problem.
Well, yeah, but if I fail math, there goes my chance at a good job and a happy life full of hard work, like you always say.
Maybe I'm pushing you too hard. You're all stressed out, your eyes are all red. Why don't you take the night off? Just shut the book. Go ahead. Just close the book. Go ahead. Your finger is still in the book. George Michael.
Buster, meanwhile, was still worried about Lucille, too, whose condition seemed to be worsening.
You okay? How's your nausea? Our nausea.
He remembered a study he took part in on medical marijuana and its effects on nausea. The subject took the drug in the form of a THC pill. Nausea was then induced with a day at the carnival, which is what attracted Buster to the experiment in the first place. Buster was found 2 days later trying to eat his way through this enormous plaster donut. So Buster went to the toughest, most streetwise kid he knew.
Hey, nephew. I was looking for you at your home.
Oh, yeah, Dad told me to take the day off, so I decided to come into work.
So I thought maybe you could help me get some weed. It's not for me. It's for Lucille, too, my girlfriend.
She's your girlfriend? Dad said you were her nurse.
Look, she's sick. This could help her. Pill form would actually be fantastic because I could put it on a little tea biscuit and I could just tell it's a marshmallow.
Look, I have no idea where to get something like that, okay? What makes you think I would?
Well, you work here. This place is pot central, right?
In the 70s, the boardwalk was the place to buy marijuana in Newport Beach. The stand served as a convenient meeting place because of the banana's resemblance to a yellow marijuana cigarette. It had even inspired a song.
Big yellow joint, the big yellow joint. I'll meet you down at the big yellow joint.
Look, I'm sorry, I can't help you, okay? Why don't you just ask Uncle Job?
Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself?
No. He'd never do it. Besides, he always makes fun of me for dating Lucille. Everybody does.
That's horrible.
Look, maybe you could tell Job for me, but you can't tell him it's for me. You can't tell anybody.
George Michael.
Oh,
hey, what are you doing here? I thought I told you to take the day off.
Yeah, but there's nothing to do. I mean, maybe he's at gang.
Find something to do. Go make mistakes. Get in trouble. Be young.
Yes, I totally agree. Make a mistake.
Now here's $20. I want you to close up shop and go crazy. Go find yourself something to buy that you don't need.
Absolutely. Here, take $225 from me.
Maybe was working with her grandmother.
And this is from when your pop-pop yelled out, "Oh, Melanie," when he was making love to Gangi.
This is so much fun. I can't believe my mom thought being here would be a punishment.
Oh, she thinks I'm too critical. That's another fault of hers. Ah, yes. The week we had the au pair. You know, your mother always wanted this brooch.
Really?
Do you want it?
I do now. That'll show her for trying to punish me.
Oh, pretty. It'll distract from the freckles.
George Michael nervously approached the family yacht Job had been staying on.
Uncle Job?
When he saw the yacht was empty, George Michael, as he'd been trained to do since childhood, left a note. Back at the model home, Job showed Michael the note he'd found at the dock.
No, this can't be from my son.
Well, it is his handwriting. Plus, he left me $200. $100. 100, I accidentally said 2. I don't
know. This is impossible. Why would he do this?
I know, you know, I was shocked. I mean, really, $100. You can't get good weed for $100. Anyway, here you go. Now, we are even on you paying off that hot cops thing. Might just be a few stems, but it should be pretty
good. Get that the hell out of this house. What's the matter with you?
Maybe you should save the lectures for your son, if he can remember them.
Man, I speak to Lindsay one time about her stupid hippie parenting, and I end up with a hippie.
Yeah, it does seem pretty quick.
All I know has been going on forever. You know, he's been stressed, his eyes have been red, his grades are dropping.
Heard about the A-minus.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go find out what's going on. Hey, what you doing?
Nothing.
No? So, listen, your Uncle Job seems to think that he saw you down at the docks today. Was that you?
No. Maybe it was the other George Michael, you know, the singer-songwriter.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What'd you do with the money that Buster and I gave you to go have fun with?
I put that in my savings account.
Is that right?
Yeah. Save up.
Okay. Thanks for being honest.
Yeah.
He's lying to me. Can you believe that? Where the hell is his family's morality?
I don't know.
What?
He's cold out here.
So what do I do now? If I confront him, he's just going to lie to me again. Should I yell at him?
No. Didn't Dad teach us that we don't yell in this family?
Why is he getting up, Buster?
Tell me before you hit the gas. I can't hear you. The kids are yelling.
Tell me before you hit the gas.
I guess you're saying hit the gas.
You don't yell.
Yeah, yelling's not a good way to go. I got a better idea.
You want to teach George Michael a lesson?
Yes, I do, and it's got a stick. He's getting into drugs, Dad. He's lying to me.
That doesn't sound like the boy.
I know, but it's my fault. I've been pushing him too hard. It's just dumb Michael,
hey,
dumb.
Shh, I forgive you.
What? I don't want your forgiveness, Dad. I want the guy with the one arm and the fake blood, J. Walter Weatherman. How do I get a hold of him?
He's dead. You killed him when you left the door open with the air conditioner on. For
God's sakes, Dad, he's not dead. Listen, I need to do this soon, okay? Like tonight, down by the docks, I'm going to make it like a drug deal with Bat or something.
Tonight? Oh, it's Yom Tov. It's the first night of Yom Kippur.
Dad, that's one night, and it's back in September. That's okay. You've only been in jail about 2 days.
Just try to talk to him.
Like you talked to me when I was growing up.
I thought you hated those lessons.
I did, but they worked, and they will work again.
Well, I'm done with them, because it was wrong, Michael.
Come on.
Your son is a timid, thoughtful boy. He's a scholar, like his grandfather. What time is it? Oh, almost sundown. I have to prepare for the Sabbath.
Tuesday.
Lindsay went to see how her own attempt at parental discipline was coming along.
So, having fun? Where'd you get that brooch?
Gangi. Nice, huh? That was supposed to be for me. She was my au pair. I'm the one who cleared my throat and pointed to the laundry room. Ma! You know I wanted that.
I know. But it's an elephant, and I didn't want to invite the comparison.
Nice. In any event, your punishment is over. Come on, maybe let's go.
She's not going anywhere. We're having fun. Here, maybe try this on.
I see. Fine. I was going to take her out for ice cream, but if you'd rather stay here, well, that's just fine with me.
Well, we could go get some ice cream, Gangi. That would be fun, right?
I don't think so. That chubby little wrist of yours is testing the tensile strength of this bracelet as it is.
Baby decided that perhaps she'd had enough of her grandmother.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Hey, Joe, it's Michael. Listen, I figured out a way for you
to repay that favor. Dad wouldn't help me teach George Michael the lesson, so I need your help and your hot cop friends. I want to fake a drug bust.
Michael, these guys are real dancers. They've never done any hot policing.
Well, they don't even need to be hot. They just need to show up in those uniforms.
And so Michael's plan was put into motion.
Where have you been? I am like a caged animal. My old lady's on the floor, man. I am not essing around.
Yeah, Job just called. He's got the stuff at the yacht.
Oh, great. Let's go.
No. I think my dad's onto this. I'm not...
Whoa. Come on. Job will never give it to me. My woman is sick. Please.
Later that night, Michael made the final arrangements with Job.
All right, Job, is this going to be believable? I want him scared. I love this kid.
Yeah, these guys are pros, Michael. They're going to push the tension to the last possible moment before they strip.
They're not going to strip, are they?
I told them not to, but I can't promise that their instincts won't kick in.
Anyway, trust me, it's going to be totally real, all right? This kind of thing goes on all the time out here. Boats wait offshore, lights are flashed.
Guy comes over and drops off a bag. It's gonna freak the whole bastard out.
Michael went off to hide while Buster and George Michael arrived as planned.
I really appreciate you doing this for me. You're making a very miserable person happy.
She really feels awful, huh?
Oh, I was talking about me. But yeah, she's a mess. Be careful.
Uncle Job?
George Michael. You weren't followed, were you?
No, I don't think so.
All right, kid. Let's deal some drugs.
What are you doing?
Flashing the lights. So the dealer knows what's going down.
Now we wait.
How long?
Who knows? An hour. Maybe five.
Drug delivery! You wanted some marijuana?
No, not me. My nephew did.
Show me the money.
Show us the pot.
I got it right here.
Oh, my God.
Nice, right?
Okay, you can put your shirt down, Derek. Just give him the stuff. So, we have a deal.
We have a deal.
He's ruining his life.
Please, stop.
Free. Free.
What? Oh, no. It's the cops. No. And a construction worker. Let's get this party started.
Aren't you guys going to cuff him?
You want a haircut? All right. George Michael. Hope you learned your lesson, pal.
Yeah.
What is this?
This is a lesson, and maybe I pushed you into this, but I love you too much to see you ruin your life with that crap.
But it wasn't for me.
Then who is it for? Who? Give me a name.
Okay, it was for me.
Yeah.
I was gonna smoke the marijuana like a cigarette.
Well, now you're looking at a nice big fat punishment.
I'm sorry, excuse me. I'm sorry.
What are you doing here?
The boy was looking out for me.
What?
It's for my girlfriend. She's sick.
Why don't you just wait it out? She's gonna be gone soon.
Oh, that's it.
Why are you hitting yourself?
What's the matter with you? Easy. Is that true? Why didn't you tell me this?
Well, you're always telling me to do the right thing. But family first.
You know, it is unbelievable that you'd ask my son to score you pot. Why don't you drive him home, and you and I will talk about this later. Go ahead, go with Buster.
I'm sorry.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
We got your signal. You flashed the lights.
Got the drugs. You got the money?
No. We're all good.
We just want the money. You want to make this ugly?
We were just teaching the young fellow a lesson. We don't want any trouble with you, Governor.
Thanks very much.
You know who you're dealing with?
Drop the boxes. Put your hands in the air.
What is this?
No, we had nothing to do with this.
Just set us off!
No, these are just strippers! Look how hot they are!
Everybody take a breath! Oh my God, my arm!
Oh my God, this guy's arm!
Just came off and landed on the dock.
Michael realized that his father had once again taught him an elaborate lesson.
And that's why you don't teach lessons to your son.
How could you do that to me?
He's a good kid. You should try talking to him when you think he's in trouble.
Don't make the same mistake I did, you know, teaching lessons.
So you taught me a lesson not to teach lessons?
It was my last lesson.
Back at the model home.
Back from your wonderful time with Genghi?
Well, actually, it wasn't so wonderful. She could be kind of nasty. But I'll tell you something. I'm glad you're my mom. Oh, I got you something.
You're giving me this?
You deserve it. Can't believe you have to put up with her your whole life.
Honey! Don't sleep. Let's sell it and go shopping.
You knew the whole time, didn't you?
Kind of. One of the hot cops was my choir teacher.
Buddy, I'm sorry about all this. It's just, you know, you were so stressed out, and I guess I got scared. I should probably learn to talk with you a little bit more, huh?
Well, I think we're okay.
We are, aren't we? I mean, you know that there's nothing that you can't be totally honest with me about. I mean, you can say anything to me, you know? Anything at all.
Like, say I had a crush on my own cousin.
Hey. You just taught me a lesson. All right, we're even.